Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Mark Grody.
Here's Ben Johnson assessing Caleb Williams' play through 8 games.
I do think he's getting better every week. There's ups and there's downs, and some weeks are better than others, which we knew, but he's a lot better place now with his process than he was to start the season.
Good, honest assessment.
He's a lot better place now.
Whoa, heaven let your light shine.
No, he's alive too. Just like Tucker Kraft.
You know, Tucker is in a better place.
To honor and remember those we have lost, please join me in observing a moment of silence.
He's alive.
They're both alive.
What about Adam Harris? Is Adam Harris dead? I heard something.
No.
I heard something about Fred Adam.
No.
Who are all these people that have died through the years?
He just left the station. That's all.
It's Pete in Baltimore. What's up, Pete?
Producer told me about Harris and my condolences. I don't even know what happened, but he told me that he passed. So my condolences. I always appreciate it. Mike.
Did who passed?
Harrison.
Harrison.
The producer.
Harrison.
The old producer.
Adam Harris.
Sorry for your loss.
He's working the morning show.
Oh, he told me last week that he had passed. I said, "Where's Harrison?" He said, "He passed away," or something like that. Okay, well, I'm happy to hear that.
He's in a better place.
Caleb Williams
is down right now.
He's a lot better place now.
Tucker is in a better place.
They're all alive. All of them.
Everybody.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead.
The Bears.
You're dead. I saw you die.
I was faking. I used ninja focus to slow my heart rate down.
What are you doing?
I'm burying you.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
You're waking the neighbors. Shut up.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. And man, do we have a show planned for you. Coach Wants, that'll be here 5 o'clock. You know you love that segment. Make sure you're here for it. Mark Grody's got a Bears hit. One word, that's at 4 o'clock. Categories is at 425. Ian O'Connor gives us a scouting report on Jackson Dart. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk with Jared Payton. Alex is here. Tanny is here.
Where's Spigs?
He's right here.
Hello, I'm right here.
Can I just say that Collective Soul is, I love that song anytime that I hear it. The Dolly Parton version.
Really?
It changes the whole way you think about that song.
That's interesting.
Like it becomes, it is a gospel song. But it really becomes a gospel song when Dolly sings it.
I've never heard said version.
It's beautiful.
I will seek it out, good sir.
Yes, yes. It's a quality version of that tune.
Man, it's going to be a lot of good stuff today. I'm looking forward to Wani at 5 o'clock. It's just been such a joy with him lately. He's so fun and We talk hardcore sexy football, but also get great stories from that man. And there's baseball conversation and all of it. But oh boy, these categories are just burning a hole in my little pocket. So I got them out here. I'm ready to go. Who wants to play? I'm hosting. Let's roll. Let's go.
Did we mention that yesterday Ryan Poles talked to the assembled media?
He really did. He did talk to the assembled media, Lawrence, as no one is clearly excited about categories the way that
not,
I am.
Not at 228 when okay. It's at 425.
I understand. He did, and it was notable that he refused to talk about a pretty big topic.
About Caleb Williams. That's the topic.
Here's the quote from Ryan Poles on the quarterback for the Bears. Quote, "I'm not going to get into that today. I think we can all say that our head coach has done a great job informing you all with where he's at. And I have agreed with everything he has said." Unquote. That's it.
Wow.
And it was brought to our attention by our able-bodied producers who you've mentioned that it's pretty amazing when the general manager of the team just refuses comment on the potential franchise quarterback whose development is the A1 story, or maybe the A2
And
story,
he moved heaven and earth
to get him.
To get into that place where he could get him.
And has answered questions on the perspective of Justin Fields the entire time, and Caleb, and what it's about, and the incubator, and what he wants from Caleb after the draft and going into the year last year. And now he is in full-on abdication mode when it comes to comment on the young quarterback. And let me be somebody to applaud Ryan Poles for willingly ceding 100% of that public commentary to the philosophical godhead of the organization and the offensive mind, the quarterback builder and your head coach, Ben Johnson. That is correct from Ryan Poles, and I applaud it.
I think that he could have said it a little bit better, though. Like, the idea of, I'm not going to get into that today. That makes it feel like you have something to hide a little bit.
But he then says, our coach has done a great job informing you. I have agreed with everything he has said. Do you think he's really agreed with everything he has said? Because I doubt it.
But he has gone ahead and said
he's agreed with everything he has said.
I doubt it, too. But I also don't think that there's anything wrong with him saying things that Ben Johnson has said about Caleb Williams in his role as general manager of the team. Because if that's the case, then there's nothing to ask Ryan Poles about. Because we ask Ben Johnson all the time about things that have happened and the guys that end up on his roster. And maybe that's the way that Ryan Poles wants it. Maybe he wants it to be like, hey, you guys, I don't have to do anything but my job, and I don't want to worry about having to answer questions about how this team looks and how it's built up and the roster and some of the deficiencies, because he was giving people chapter and verse on some of the other things.
Yeah, he was. But I think this is the price of getting your extension, is that you have aligned yourself with a head coach and you are giving him the power over your quarterback, as you should. It's not your strength. That's this guy's strength. You go ahead and let him roll with it, and you publicly say you're letting him roll with it, and I think that is the right thing to do.
I think that there is middle ground in there, Speaks. I think that he can say all of this stuff and also give his thoughts or the organization's thoughts on the quarterback and hearing it from the general manager, instead of just hearing it week to week. And Ben does a great job of assessing week to week what Caleb is doing.
Okay, well,
I think it's fine for the general manager to be like, "We're really I'll do it for him right now."
Okay, go ahead.
"We're really happy with Caleb's development, and we are so excited about the team of him and Ben Johnson working together, and we've seen growth from the moment those two have gotten together."
All right, I will grant you that would have been totally fine. But don't you think then, at the very least, the absence of that is an indication of how the power has shifted, rightfully so, in the NFL? Man, and how clean it is that Ben gets to do what he wants in terms of the molding of the quarterback. I mean,
yeah, I don't think that even with him talking about it, it doesn't change the fact that it's going to be Ben and Caleb. It's just that, you know, considering that this was your move. Like, this was the thing that you had.
This is Poles' move.
Yeah.
But now Ben is Poles' move. And Ben is the emerging superstar here, in my opinion, as you know, I've said. But it's just, it's also, it's validation, Lawrence. It's sweet, sweet validation for this idea that has been there for a long time for me, which is that the Bears need to buck up and hire a real damn coach and give them the keys and back away just a little bit. And I think that they have done that. And Ben is running the show, certainly on the offense. And I think even with the offensive line, which was Ryan Poles' purview, Ben is kind of running the show
it's
here.
It's been a bad purview.
Yes. He's got to admit that and let them be like, oh, you know what? You're right. This guy Theo that you just grabbed, he seems to be better than the fifth rounder that I drafted and decided to make play. Either way, I think it's great that Ryan Poles is comfortable with the public neutering on the quarterback that he has allowed and embraced.
He might be more comfortable if we didn't call it a public neutering. he might be more comfortable if we called it a partnership with his head coach.
Yeah, okay, that's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
Not that we're necessarily here for his comfort. I'm just saying that.
Sure, if you want to be kinder a little bit.
You're allowed.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be kind.
You know, I used to watch The Price is Right all the time, and Bob Barker always used to get me thinking about that stuff.
Drew Carey still does it.
Does he really?
Yeah, he says at the end of every episode, too.
Oh, as an homage
about your GMs?
Folks, make sure you get your GMs neutered out there. Your head coaches need to be in charge. Take care of those GMs, everybody.
Laugh it up. I'm going to go to Grody's house tonight. He's going to play for me the audio so I can hear the context of it.
I like that idea.
You're not invited.
I read that quote.
We just don't know the tone. It was like, I'm not going to talk about that today.
Oh, no, that's a good point.
I'm not going to talk about that today.
It was like... No, we don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe it was like, hey, I'm not going to get into that today.
I do think it's weird.
Stop
that it
doing
wasn't,
crusty, Ryan.
It wasn't like fully on the record for electronic media.
I think we can all say that our head coach has done a great job informing you all with where he's at.
Very strange thing.
And I have agreed with everything he has said. I thought the Generals were due.
I'm guessing there's no Tributo show anytime soon as you're ruining your voice doing Krusty.
That's a good point by you. Not till the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Tributo becomes Krusty the Clown.
Finally, it's time.
It's time to do all of that stuff. You know what else is time for?
What?
We need to take a break because we want to spend some time with our guy, Jarrett Payton. And talk with him about this run game. Like, it's great that we have a couple of different NFL running backs on our show, and we can talk to them about stuff that goes right, like the Bears' run game right now. We'll ask him about that and other things next here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Jarrett Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit pay dirt.
Touchdown, Titans.
College football national champion.
Jared Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
Happy Victory Monday. But check out this Caleb Williams stat. Williams is the only player in NFL history with 3 touchdown passes, 50 or more rushing yards, and 2 or more catches in the same game. But the last 2 players with at least 2 touchdown passes, 50 plus rushing yards, and 2 or more catches in a game, Caleb Williams yesterday, and that guy, I think his name is Walter Payton, back on September 18th, 1983, in New Orleans. I remember that game. I know Patrick Elwood remembers that game as well.
We've had this conversation, the GOAT, and there's no argument. So don't give me this Emmitt Smith stuff, okay?
The Jared Payton Show today.
Jared Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Tonight, the Broncos host the Raiders on Thursday Night Football. Coverage is coming up at 6:30 with kickoff 7:15 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. We love talking with Jared Payton. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, JP?
Lawrence Speaks, what's going on, guys? It's funny listening to Patrick talk about that, just talk about the GOAT. Yesterday, I just got back from San Francisco. I'm doing Legends of the Big Game again, Lawrence. You know, that time of the year of sitting down. And over the last few years, I've been waiting to get this guy on the West Coast, and it never kind of worked out. But I got a chance to spend the day with Jerry Rice yesterday and sit down with him and talk about his career and his new energy drink that he has that he started with his daughter. So it was pretty cool. I know he calls himself the GOAT, and I get it. It's just weird to hear, you know, all these guys, when you're like a top 5 guy of all time, like, you call yourself the GOAT, and like, you have a right to actually say that, like, when you are that good. But some of the great conversation that I had with him yesterday was pretty cool. So hearing Patrick talk about the GOAT, that's where I was yesterday.
Man, that's awesome. I'm looking, by the way, at the box score of that game from 1983, where Payton...
Go ahead and read that thing.
I mean, your dad threw a 56-yarder to Willie Gault and a 21-yarder to Willie Gault. Were they both halfback options or what? So, yeah, 77 yards passing, a 161 rushing for Walter that day.
I mean, it was crazy, though. The one, though, that he threw to him in the back of the end zone was like, I mean, he was really on his quarterback game. He was trying to be QB1 at that point. You can watch the video of it, and then the tiptoe in the back of the end zone. Yeah, it's pretty hard for me to not watch those games and think about how good he was. Just, he's the best all around, man. I've never seen anything like it. I probably will never see anything like it in my lifetime.
JP, how happy were you to watch a continued commitment by the Bears to run the ball?
I'm ecstatic. I mean, Lawrence is what makes me happy. I thought that should have, you know, been the game plan from, you know, the start of the season. I understand that when you're trying to shuffle around an offensive line, you're trying to figure out just the configuration of what the pieces are going to look like as you move through the season, that it's not always easy. And also, too, when guys are learning new systems, even if they're veterans, they come in, it's about doing it as a unit, and they started to figure it out. But yeah, since the bye week, I mean, it's been phenomenal. I've retracted a lot of my statements that I said about DeAndre Swift, about not being able to run inside between the tackles. That he's shown me, Jared, shut your mouth, man. I can do this. I got this. And Kyle Manungai, man, that's what you want, man. 7th round pick, a dude that's getting his opportunity. If you would have seen me smiling last Sunday, just from ear to ear, because, you know, a guy that's getting his opportunity to start, you're not a, you know, first round, second round guy, and, you know, people are starting to know you a little bit more, but then you become like a household name in the city of Chicago by having a game like that. And to see the confidence that Ben has in him to not only, you know, I think you saw a lot of inside with him, but that he can actually press it to the edges and get outside, and he runs violently, which I love. He's always leaning forward. He's like a little bowling ball, and then we're seeing him being able to catch out of the backfield as well. When you're in there on third down, to me, that speaks volumes to a coaching staff feeling comfortable with you being in there in passing situations, and that means that they feel comfortable with you in pass protection as well. And so that's very rare for a rookie. It doesn't happen a lot. I missed a couple blocks when I was in Tennessee with in practice with Steve McNair, God rest his soul, and he looked at Norm Child and said, "Get his butt out of here. He doesn't come back in until he knows how to block." And I stayed up all night long just going through pass protections. And it's hard until you can get that confidence from the guy underneath center, the guys that are calling plays. It shows that this young man has something special in him. And the offensive line as well, doing their thing. But you got to talk about your wide receivers blocking, man. Like, that helps. When you got guys like Rome might not be having a good day last week when it comes to the numbers, but when you see him out there blocking for his running backs, man, guys like myself, we appreciate that. We need that to be able to spring those long runs. Just get on them, like be nasty with it, or just get in front of them. Let me choose where I want to go. And I think it's all been working out as a whole unit when it comes to the offensive line, running backs, and then also those wide receivers blocking.
Man, is that great stuff from the former NFL running back and our teammate, Jarrett Payton, right here on The Score on the Bears offense. The identity where they run the ball and take the pressure off the young quarterback. All right, you mentioned it, the wide receivers blocking. Rome Odunze has spoken today, Jarrett. He told Jason Leisure that he's very happy with how things are going for him as a Bear, says his dad is entitled to his opinion, and he loves his dad, but that they each speak for themselves. What do you think of Rome Odunze having to stand up and then what he chose to say right there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a delicate balance, Speaks, right? I mean, that's your pops, man. That's the dude that, you know, that was changing your diapers, spanking you on the butt when you weren't doing what you were supposed to do, grounding you and all that stuff. And you're growing to become a man in the NFL and you're trying to figure it out. You know, when you're in this life, I've seen it so much. And with being a dad of two kids that play sports and just, you know, being at these tournaments and seeing how these parents are so invested from the young age or when they're little to when they grow up and get to that level, that is hard. That dad does have a way that he feels. And yeah, you would like dad not to say anything and you could have that conversation with him. He's also your dad though. So you kind of play both sides. But yeah, I definitely believe in that. I think Rome is happy. I think he understands this is all a process. And sometimes it's hard to control dad, but I think having a conversation with dad saying like, yo, you need to tone it down a little bit. Let me do what I need to do. Let him, if they have a conversation between the two of them, dad's probably going to do what he wants to do. And Rome's just got to be able to stay focused.
JP, what was watching that game like for you last week?
Well, I was screaming at the TV a lot just because certain situations, like we're getting so accustomed to seeing this team, you know, kind of, especially defensively, I knew it was going to be, that there was going to be an issue. And when I look at the over under of the total, right? So I knew that there are points that were going to be scored. So I was like, how are they going to figure this thing out? Are they going to be able to go into a shootout? And with the Bengals, are they going to be able to go out a shootout and with those two receivers that they have and the injuries in the back end of that defense? And it came down to most of the time I was yelling was really at Caleb. It was just certain situations where I just want to see him take off and use his legs. We're talking about a second-year quarterback, still young, very quick. He's deceptively fast. Like, you know he can run. He can get out there and run. It's just those moments where trying to create and stay within the offense and keeping his eyes downfield, which I've always talked about that he did and that I wanted to see him grow with that. But there are opportunities to be able to take the ball at sometimes and get upfield and get 5-6 yards and make it a manageable second or third down, like whatever it is. And I want to see him do more of that. And we saw that on that last drive, right? We saw that on the 14-yard run, which to me was the two plays before that I was screaming and my son sitting next to me and he wants to play the quarterback position and he's looking at me. I'm like, dog, if you in that situation, take off and run, especially you had a timeout left too as well. Like, find a way, because all in my head, I was not thinking that Colson Loveland was going to catch a ball, ping pong off of somebody and take it to the crib. I'm thinking we're going to set this thing up for a field goal. we need to get as close as possible to like make sure that make have a chance to be able to get this thing done. Well, yo, that's why what got me probably the most heated, and I'm hoping that this weekend, that's where I'm looking at is can he do that when he needs to, and on the flip side, can the Bears stop Jackson Dart, because that's what he's good at. And I've seen the Bears have had issues when it comes to quarterbacks that are mobile, that can create, and that's the one thing that I know that Jackson Dart can do. So those are the two things that I'll be watching. I know the weather is calling for
snow,
a run game. Like, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
So that means that these quarterbacks are going to have opportunities. Can the Bears figure it out and stop Jackson Dart, and can Caleb get manageable second and third downs to be able to take that up the field by himself?
Man, I feel you on the Caleb thing. And it's, he's a young man in progress, you know? And the fact that he said it after the game, Jared, he said, quote, "I don't have to always do those cool plays, scramble drill." Like, he knows that's his thing. And I'm like, all right, well, then he stands a chance. If you're self-aware like that, you realize that. I'm sure Ben's telling him, right? I can get it. You're a young kid and you're capable of magic. You just think you need to do it all the time and you don't.
Speaks, it's deprogramming him a little bit, man. I mean, that's what I looked at this whole entire year was that relationship with Ben and Caleb was how yes, you want to see progress. You do. You want to see progress, but you also want to have a lot of film. So those two, at the end of this season, no matter how it falls, that they have something to really, truly look at. And I think that's where the true teaching is going to come when it comes to Ben. Right now, they're learning on the fly. Every single week, it's a new game plan. Some of the same plays and all the same stuff, but it's your game planning different for different teams. But when they get a chance this offseason, that's where I believe it's really going to hit, when Ben can break this thing down and say, like, no, this is what we don't need to do. But to your point, though, Speaks, if you watch his college film, man, that's what he did. That's a lot of the plays. It was being unstructured and off-platform throws and outside of the pocket and trying to figure, like, all that stuff we saw. It's going to take time to deprogram him and to get to where Ben wants him to be within his offense. I think it's there. Some of the other stuff, the accuracy and some of those issues, taking what defense is giving you. We'll have to see if that all comes down, if he can do that. That's going to be on him. But when it comes to understanding what Ben wants him to do, I think a lot of that's going to be at the end of the season when they have a chance to look at the season as a whole to break it down.
Jarrett Payton, we appreciate you, sir. We'll be watching you on Channel 9 tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
You guys are the best, man. And I do agree with you. I do agree with Lawrence that Ryan Poles could have answered the question.
Come on.
Listen, Speaks, I'm with you. I'm with you on this. I love the fact that he is giving – it seems the power is shifted to Ben Johnson, and rightfully so. Like, I'm with that. But the way that he said it, no matter how you read the quote, like, he could have just echoed some of the exact same things that Ben was saying and kept it 100 in and out. And without, when you say that, it sounds like there's a problem.
Correct.
I don't want to get into this. What? Have you ever tried that with your wife and see what happens? You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I'm good.
No, it's not a good thing. JP, be good, man. We'll talk soon.
See.
That is Jarrett Payton. He's awesome. We need to take a break. When we come back, let's talk, because Speaks, you've been running into some grumpy Cubs fans.
Seriously grumpy, concerned with what they may or may not do in free agency. And there's some trade options available.
All right.
Potentially too.
The residue of the playoffs with grumpy Cubs fans next here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.